Welcome to MGM Market Abilities Podcast. My name is Lucas, and in this podcast, we help you learn, develop, and launch your business for more revenue, more reach, more influence, more impact, whatever your goal is. We're here to help you. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about how to make your offer so obvious that people know exactly what you do within 30 seconds of maybe visiting your website. And that's what we're going to hone in on today is, you know, ask yourself this question. If somebody jumps on your website or they jump on your Facebook page, Instagram, you know, main page, LinkedIn, whatever, are they going to know exactly what you do for them within 30 seconds? And could they repeat it back to you? That's an even more important indicator is, you know, if they were to visit that page, would they be able to tell you what you do? And if they can't tell you what you do, you're not making it obvious enough. So we're gonna dive into that. And so where you can build like this single page offer on your website, on your social media and everything to where people know exactly what you do and they can easily get in contact with you, turning them from a cold lead to a warm lead. Because we all know warm leads are better than cold leads. At least I hope you would know that. Most of the time it's better, right? I'm just going to kind of walk you through. It's going to be like six different steps of creating this one page thing that people can read in 30 seconds. And so, you know, if you guys can't, you know, hire out a company like us here at Growing Media, we can make you a killer website that will literally bring in so many sales. It'll be ridiculous. But if you guys can't afford us, which I totally get, and that's totally fine. Like, you know, I get it. There are businesses all over the spectrum, but if you are making good money and you're like, man, I don't want to deal with any of this, give us a call, give us an email, send us an email, send us a DM on Instagram or Facebook. Like we're going to reply because we'd love to help you. Okay. To where you don't even have to do any of this stuff. We'll do it for you. Okay. And we'll do a good job because we're pros. So anyways, so let's just say on your website, someone visits your website. What you want them to see first is a main headline. And that you really have to tell people who you help and what you do. So the first thing needs to be, we help blank, whoever that is, get this blank, this result without blah, 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 like the pain point or whatever. You know, whatever it could be, you're not as expensive as the other guys. You're not as time consuming or something like it. Just, there's so many, we'll go into examples. Okay. Number two is your sub headline. And it's what you do and how you do it best. Okay. And then the number three is your CTA. And if you guys don't know what CTA is, it stands for call to action. And you want people to do something to give you some sort of information. You don't need them to buy in that moment, but you do need them to give you something for something. So, you know, if you're a home renovator or something, you would want them to book like a 15-minute consultation call to see if you guys should work together. Or you can give them five home renovation tips that they can do that day by themselves. You know, they don't need someone else to like you to come and do it. But now you have their email or phone number or whatever the opt-in was, right? Number four after that, just in case they haven't clicked on the CTA yet and they're still just kind of curious, like, you know, some people are, they don't want to give out their email as much anymore, right? It makes sense, right? People are stealing information, right? So the next thing is you want to do a three bullet line of benefits. So like, what are the outcomes on if they decide to go with you or to book this free consultation call or pick up your little free five tips to better home renovations, whatever. Okay. Like just three quick bullet points and they don't have to be long. Actually, it's better if they're not long, better if they're just like, hey, this is what'll happen. And then number five is share a quick testimonial and it can literally be your friend or family member. Like you don't have to have a ton of testimonials. You're just starting out. Doesn't have to be a huge testimonial, just something written saying, man, this person really changed the game for me when they did this for this or showed me how to do this for that. Don't overcomplicate it. Just that people just want some sort of social proof. They don't need the whole thing. They don't need the whole shebang. And then, then number six, this is kind of optional, but, it just depends on how big your thing is, how big your offer is for the call to action. If it's a huge product or a huge thing, or if it's like a lead magnet, but on number six, you want to offer like kind of just a snapshot of like, hey, what's included in this? What's the starting point for this? And, or, you know, kind of like you're opening the doors and getting a glimpse of the inside of whether it's your product or whether it's the lead magnet. So that's pretty much it for building it yourself. Okay. And so I'm just going to run back over those just so we can solidify it. So number one is your headline. You know, we help blank get blank result without this pain, right? Number two is the subheadline. Number three is the CTA. Number four is bulleting the benefits of the outcome, not the features. And then number five is social proof. People need proof from other people. They don't necessarily just trust anybody. And then number six is the offer snapshot of like getting a glimpse of what's in there. Okay. Now I'm just going to read out some examples that have been written up just so you guys can kind of understand where, how you can position it maybe for your business, and kind of get, you know, just the gears rolling in your head, right? Okay. So let's just say it's a plumber. Yeah. I love using the plumber analogy. Don't know why, but, say, you know, their headline will be, "We help homeowners fix leaks fast without surprise fees." Okay. So they're saying that they have fast service and they're not going to surprise them with any fees. Now, it's not that, what's cool about this is it's not really saying that they're cheap, right? They're going to be like, "Hey, this is, you know, we're not going to surprise you with any fees, but we're also not cheap, but we are fast." So, you know, and then the CTA is get a same day quote on your problem, your plumbing problem. And that's great. People don't, if you have a plumbing problem, if you have a plumbing or an HVAC problem, you don't want to wait. It could be dangerous if you wait longer. So getting that same day quote is, you know, that's a big deal. People are going to take action on that. The second example I have is a bakery. And so, the bakery is, "We help busy parents pull off unforgettable birthdays without last minute stress." Okay. So this is great because I've been like a stepdad, right, for the last couple of years, and you know, I've been around it, and it's stressful to do birthdays. And so, like it's more stressful on my wife than it is me for sure. But I've just seen it, you know? And so if you can give that mom or dad a relief just by reading that, be like, "Oh, they're going to take care of this for me and they're going to do a good job." Big deal. A lot of people will instantly do business with you if you offer that up. And then their CTA, their call to action, is see designs and prices. So then that gets them to click through and spend more time on your website. So you're not really collecting information on this one, but you are having them spend way more time because they want to see what you can do and they want to see the price, because those are two indicators, especially when it comes to birthday parties, because people have already spent a bunch of money. Trust me, I know. Last one is a B2B, you know, software as a service type of thing. So if you have like a software, you know, that would help other businesses or something like that, this is kind of that. This is, you know, more is like a, yeah, more of like a service. So it's, "We help agency cut reporting time down by 70% without changing their tools." So that's a big deal. Is like, because here's the thing, is a lot of people don't like learning new software. It is so obnoxious. That's why it's been really hard for new social medias and stuff to pop out, is because no one wants to learn a new one. Like, who wants to learn a new social media? No one. So if you can be like, "Hey, we can cut it down by 70% without making you learn a bunch of new stuff," it's a big deal. And then the call to action is a 14-day trial, because this usually software is right now, you know, it's hard to find a software you can just buy. It's all subscription, which is unfortunate, but also I get it, right? I get it as a business owner because you need revenue to continue, boistering that. So, and then if you guys, these are just like, I mean, really building that headline page. And as long as you can get people to your website, it's going to bring in a bunch of customers. I promise you, like your churn rate is going to be so much better, about getting people in. So, I'm just going to give you a few more tips on, if you're producing any videos. And if you're not producing videos, go back in the podcast, because we have a bunch of content on why you should be producing videos and why maybe you should have an agency like Growing Media produce the videos for you. But anyways, these are just some simple tips to kind of get you going, because you can build an incredible offer page and it's perfect and people are converting on it. But if you're not getting people to it, then it's how can it convert if nobody sees it, right? So so on your videos and on anything on your website or on your social media and stuff, you want to have a good hook. So if somebody lands on your social media page, they need to know what you do within the first 5 seconds. And that's something hard to do because you feel very repetitive, but you don't realize how many new people are finding you on social media or YouTube or whatever. So really just repeat what you say often, like to where it's obnoxious. It needs to be a little obnoxious. Confuse people, do not buy things. So if there's too many options or if they don't know where to go or how to find something, they won't buy from you. I promise you, they will not buy from you. It sucks, but people get confused really easily. So if you have too many options, too many different versions of something, people are less likely to buy. You can even make a video on your offer page that we just did. Like literally just make a whole video on it. I would do that. That's easy to do. I would pin it to the top of your Instagram feed so that anytime someone clicks in your profile, watches that first video, they know exactly what you do and if you can serve them and if they want to be your customer or not. It weeds people out, which is great. Don't have too many call to actions, really just one or two main ones that will genuinely help people or get them to get them what they need. I find a lot, I open up like a lot of YouTube videos and other things where people are, they'll say like 12 things. Like, you need help with this. You need help with that. You need help with this. You need help with that. And it's like, I don't know which one to choose. And I just click off the video. Cause I'm again, going back to the one like clarity, you have to be clear, right? On who and what you're serving. And so if you're confusing people, then it's terrible. And then one thing that I would do, is always get customer feedback, good or bad. You need that feedback. Good to know, hey, this worked. Bad to know, hey, this didn't work. And make that as clear as day because people trust people who do business with other people. Yeah, I think I said that right. And then again, the more social proof you have, the better. The more reviews you have on your website of real people that you've helped, I'm telling you, it's so much better. Anyways, that's it for this podcast. Build a one-page offer so people know exactly what you do and that they so that they can work with you. Don't add more friction if you don't need to. So, yep. All right. Visit MGM Market Abilities on Instagram and Facebook. If you guys would like to work with Growing Media Marketing, go to growingmediamarketing.com. Send us an email. Send us a message. We would love to work with you. Explore options. It's not just video marketing, but we do websites, graphic design, audio production, podcasts, whatever you guys want. And we're here for you. And we would love to work with you, even if it's just consulting on a new marketing campaign. We would love to help you guys. So we'll see you on the next podcast.